This is Kelly Standish. I've found another quiet hallway in the Denver Convention Center, and I am talking with Deborah Rainey. Deb, it's great to have you here with us today.
It's great to be here. I'm glad we made connections because it's not easy to connect in this huge building.
This place is the size of an airport or an aircraft carrier. Yes. It's a miracle we found each
other, right,
Deb. Well, I wanted to talk with you a little bit. I know your readers, our readers, are absolutely just clamoring for this book that you have coming out soon. It's called Over the Waters. It's from Steeple Hill, and it's releasing in October. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm excited about it.
Well, we're excited, too. Now, I don't know the plot. I'd like to know a little bit more about the plot, as I'm sure everyone who's listening to this would. I know that it's based in Haiti and that your parents were did short-term missions there for about 25 years.
That's right.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the story and tell us why you're excited about it.
Okay. This actually started as a short story in a collection called the Storytellers Collection that some author friends and I put together. Multnomah published it, five, six, seven years ago. And I always knew that there was a bigger story there, and it was really fun to take this story and expand it. It's about a woman who all she's ever wanted in life is to be a mom and have a dozen kids. And that was me when I was, you know, when I was a little girl, that was just my only dream in life. The Lord blessed me with a wonderful husband and four children who most days seemed like 12. So that's where the similarities end. But in my story, this woman is on her way to the altar finally at the age of 30-something, and then she realizes that she's making a huge mistake because the man that she's going to marry does not want children. And
oh my
so
goodness. Oh, wow.
Instead of her flight taking her to the Bahamas for her honeymoon, she ends up going as a solo missionary with the sponsorship of her church to Haiti to work in a children's home there, and meets a doctor, an American doctor there, and they have a lot of conflict, a lot of differences in philosophy and opinion.
Ooh, and don't tell us anything else, because we want these people to go out and buy this book.
That's right. If you want to know the rest,
go buy the book. Wow, well, it sounds fantastic. What do you think of the cover? I think the cover is just gorgeous.
It is beautiful, and it was fun to see it in the Steeple Hill booth in living color and huge, a nice poster of it there. It is a very, very pretty and eye-catching cover.
Oh, it's lovely. Well, if I get the chance, I'll get up to the Steeple Hill booth and get a photo of that so we can put it up on the blog.
I'd love to sign a book for you, too.
Oh, thank you. Now, you came here to the convention. You emerged out of great chaos. You're going through a large transition in your life. Why don't you tell us about it? Tell us about your trip to the airport and tell us what you'll be going home to.
Okay. Well, I right now I really feel like I don't have a home because we are in the process of moving. And just the way things worked out, we were not able to get moved before I left for the convention. But we had to move some of the things because movers are coming when I come home. And I was telling you earlier, Kelly, that I was in tears on the way to the airport telling my husband that I feel like I don't have a home. And the only thing that really is my home is my husband and my daughter. And now I'm leaving you.
Aww.
So, and he said, he's always such a sweetheart. He said, that's right, he is my anchor. And he said, you know, you'll be all right once you get there. And he was right. Everything has just gone great. But
well, and you know, having written things about nests in the past, you
right.
know what it's like to not have
that's
a nest
right.
of your own now.
Yeah, my nest has always been very important to me because it's where not only where I live, but it's where I work as well, where I write. So.
You bet. It's where you create, and it's important to have a safe place to do that. Well, it's obvious that you've had a safe place to create some pretty amazing stories up to this point, and we're excited to see what kind of stories come from this new house. Maybe there'll be some new and unusual inspiration from the wallpaper and things like that.
There you go. Okay. There. Wallpaper is not my favorite thing, and I learned that I do not have the patience. I'm 50 years old, and life is too short to try to learn how to take wallpaper down, let alone put it up. So.
Well, and to our readers, I have to tell you, this woman looks about 30 maybe eight at the most. I don't know. I don't know what kind of night cream you're using, honey, but I need some. We should market that along with your books. How's that?
Yeah, I like that.
Well, it's a delight to meet with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it.
And have a great rest of the conference.
You too.